when people say, well, I have this idea and nobody has ever spoken about it, well, that's not a good sign, because like, people are not paying attention to that type of service or to that type of solution. And yeah, it discourages sometimes people because they're like, well, it's not working. But it's not that it's not working. It's just like you didn't find the right angle, or you didn't find the right idea or the right problem that you have to solve for people to really be attracted to your offer.
Hey, Amanda Ross here, and this is where you should be if you are a service-based woman onlinepreneur working hard to build a creative digital brand. This episode, I'll chat with Fabian Raphael, a business coach who actually helps other business coaches, and we're going to cover a bunch of things. Things like why you have to deep dive into your why to spark your fire, how to choose the right focus when you start an online coaching business, what imposter syndrome is and how to beat it, how to move your coaching business into the online space, and what the biggest mistake is when starting your own business. My guest, Fabian Raphael, and I look at what it's like to be an online business coach for other business coaches. This was a fun discussion where we talked a lot about mindset, choosing the right path for your coaching business, and how to bring it online. Fabian is a business building coach, speaker, and also a podcaster. She has also shared the stage with John Lee Dumas, Chris Brogan, and Sue Zimmerman, and spoke at the last New Media Europe conference in London. She has been featured in Forbes, ABC, Fox, CBS, Inc., and Huffington Post, and has appeared on over 25 podcasts, such as Copy Chief Radio and Entrepreneur on Fire. And her energy is killer. I had a blast getting to know more about her. Before we go there, I want to remind you that the Facebook group Be Snaps is killing it. This week, we're looking at an issue that I've been seeing more and more of, and it's making me crazy. Crazy. It's the give me everything for free mentality, and it ain't cool. It's not okay. It's got to stop. So we're going to do that on Thursday. So don't miss it. It's going to be me live talking about this because it's making me mental. Also, at the end of this episode, I'm going to share with you an awesome tool that I've used in the past that uses the power of the crowd to help you decide what your photo is really telling your audience. Maybe you want to come off as a professional, but it's telling people you're angry. You'd be surprised what happens here. It's a really cool and free tool. Okay, let's get into it with Fabian.
I'm so excited to have Fabian Raphael with us. That's such a fun name to say. Fabian. So fun. So thank you so much for chatting with me today. And Fabienne is a online business strategist. So she helps people sort of figure out their business online and more focused sort of in the coaching area, which is super exciting. So Fabienne, thank you so much for meeting with me today online, because you're in Montreal and I'm near Toronto. And I know you have a little baby, so everybody ships little babies. So if we cut this short at some point, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's the part of having the pleasure to run a business from home and being with my baby at the same time.
Yes, little fellow. What's your little fellow's name?
Theo.
Theo. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Cute name. Love that. So Fabian, tell us, give us a rundown. Give me your whole background. How did you get to where you are doing what you're doing? Tell us the whole story.
Well, I'll probably relate with a lot of people that are kind of entrepreneur, because I didn't know I was an entrepreneur, actually. I was raised by parents who thought that I should go all the way until university and get my bachelor's and get a great job and stay there forever until I retire. So that's what I thought I would do, but that's not really what happened. So eventually, in the road of my life, I met he's my life partner and also my business partner. And when I met him, he was already into personal development, listening to conferences and looking to start a business of his own and working for himself. And he got me into that, and I started listening to more conferences and more of these people online. And eventually I was like, well, maybe it could be an idea to start my business. But I was someone who had, and I'm still like that, I have a lot of talents and I have a lot of interests. So I was really, really overwhelmed because I didn't know where to start and what to start with. So let's say along my journey, I worked with, I had a healthcare agency. I had a home staging business. I helped my partner with a like kind of renovation type of business, management business. So, and then at a certain point, well, I nailed it with the online thing because first of all, it's the business model that fit the most with what I wanted to realize, like being more with my family and being able to manage my own schedule. And also because I realized that the marketing, the online marketing thing is something that is missing among so many businesses. And that's what I learned along the way with my, with all the money I invested into these online courses and conferences and masterminds and the people that I met, that the marketing was the missing piece for so many people. So yes, eventually I decided to focus on helping business owners or entrepreneurs transition from an unfulfilled, let's say, job or corporate career to their thriving coaching online business. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's my story.
Very cool. And so how long have you actually been doing this focused area for?
It's been about 4 years.
Nice. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get through that long, so that's very, very good. Yeah. Which I'm sure you know. I'm sure you're coaching people through some of that stuff, right? It's the toughest part.
Exactly. And I think, well, the toughest part is actually knowing what step to do next.
Yes.
Because most of the people, they know let's say they have an expertise and they know they want to start something, but they don't know where to start. And that's so, it puts people sometimes in a place where they're wondering if this is going to happen for them or not, because they don't know what to do next. And because so many businesses fail also, like, the majority of them fail and just, minimum of them, succeed. Some of them just try for a while and then it doesn't work out anymore and they drop it. So it's, for me, I always tell people, well, our process always starts with, okay, so why are you doing what you're doing? And your why and the core reason, that pushed you to start that business has to be very deep. Because as you know, starting a business is filled with challenges, ups, of course, but downs also. And the down periods, if you want to get over them, well, you need to have a strong core reason why you're doing what you're doing. I'm not saying that it's going to be easy to get over all these challenges necessarily, but it's easier when you know exactly why you're doing it.
Yeah. So when you talk about the why, a lot of people get stuck on even how do I know my why? How do people figure that out? Is it just something that they know, or is there a process they can go through to kind of figure that out?
Well, I would say that most of the time people know on the surface. And unfortunately, sometimes some people are like, well, it's to have more money. Okay, well, good. But having more money could be done in other ways than starting your business, right? So why is it important for you to have more money? Well, because because I want to send my kids to the best schools. Okay, so why do you want to send your kids to the best schools? Well, because education is important for me and because I didn't have that chance, let's say, when I was younger, for example. And then, okay, so why is it so important for you to give that chance to your kids? Because you didn't have that chance. So see what I'm doing here is I'm always asking why it's important. And then at a certain point, the person will get to the core reason. So then it could lead to, well, I want my kids to go to the best schools because I want to give them more options in life, because I feel like if I'm not here anymore and my kids have more options, then I know that I have done my job as a mom, let's say.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So basically, if you think about that, then when you face a challenge, then it's easier for you to get through it than if you think, well, I want to make more money. So it's always to get like to the core reason, deep down reason why the person is doing that. And if the person is stuck on making more money, and unfortunately, there's a lot of messages online that are like that, make money online and make $1 million in 6 months. And So a lot of people are attracted to that, but then they don't take the time to really figure out why they want to do that and what impact they want to leave in the world. Because I definitely feel, and you can tell me if you feel like that too, as a coach, me, I'm fulfilled with the results that my clients are getting. So first, let's say first session, I am with them, and then I'm asking them if, let's say, where they want to go from point A, let's say that they are today, to point Z. Okay. So basically, well, when they get there and I think back of how they were at the beginning, it fulfills me really a lot, because this is what this shows why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I don't know if you've experienced that in your business, but this is really what fools me. It's not the fact that I'm earning money out of doing the coaching. Of course, it helps, because you want your business to be successful and you want to have an impact in the world. And for doing that, you need to invest money into several resources, and you need to be able to earn money for your family and for all these people you want to help. But when you are getting those results, it's something else. Like it's priceless.
Yeah. So when you think of a coaching business, like if somebody said, like, I want to start a coaching business, but I have no idea what that actually means, what does a coaching business really look like? What does it mean?
A coaching business for me is like you are helping someone solving a problem, and a specific problem. And that someone has to come from a really specific market. So a coaching business for me is just like you are guiding someone to be able to transform someone else's life as good as you are doing it, changing that person's life also. I don't know if that's clear.
Yeah, but, no, I totally get what you're saying. Yep.
That's how I would describe it. Because when you are coaching someone, well, you are actually transforming that person and helping them realize their dream. And this is one quote that I have on my profile on Facebook. So I'm using my skills to build my dream by helping others building theirs.
Nice.
That's exactly how I would describe it.
Yes, I like that. Yes. And so when people decide that they... Do they, like, how do they choose what they're going to coach? How do they decide about that?
Well, I would say it has to do with their experience, their past, their talents, their gifts. It could be something like what they studied in, but it could be something really different, like some big challenge that they overcame into their personal life, for example. Or like some people, let's say, that had an abusive childhood, well, they decide to help people that have been through the same stuff because they overcame it and they want to help other people do the same. So it has to do with what you had in the past, like your experience, what you studied in school, what you're very good or great at doing. Sometimes you just ask your friends or families or family or colleagues, well, what do you feel I do best? And people will tell you, like, you get out, like, you're the best at doing this and that. And then that also could give you a specific area that you are an expert at and that you could help people with. So it's not necessarily like what you studied. It's not necessarily what you're good at. Sometimes it's experience in life, something you overcame, and that you are good enough or great enough to show people how to get there also. And what I want to specify also is that so many people think that because they are not an expert, if they compare themselves to gurus, then they should not go with a coaching business, or they're not good enough to be paid online, which is completely wrong. Because if we take, let's say, the first grader in elementary school, well, for him or for her, the sixth grader is the expert, right? Even if that sixth grader is not in college yet. But for them, it's like, wow, they look up to that person and they want to become, like, let's say, their idol in sixth grade. It's exactly the same thing in coaching business. You will have someone that you could help because that person is not as far as where you're at right now. So that's why comparing yourself with others, well, it has its advantages, but it also has a lot of disadvantages, especially when you think that people are making, let's say, millions online and you're starting out and you're like, wow, it will take me so long to be able to realize the same thing. But it's just that their, let's say, their road and yours are not at the same place. So you should not compare yourself to these people.
Yes, that is, so that fits under that imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Yes, where you think, I don't know anything. Why would anyone listen to me? Who am I to talk about this?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how do they get past it? By just doing that, by thinking, you know what? There are definitely people out there that I can help.
Yeah, that's part of it. Actually, the imposter syndrome is that you're so focused with your feelings, with what you want to know, with what you want to realize, and you're putting so much pressure on your shoulders that that you don't see the impact that you could actually create among other people's lives. So what I tell people, what I advise my clients is always to focus on the change that they want to provide in other people's lives instead of thinking about what are they going to say or what are people going to like, people are going to judge me for this and that and all that stuff. So most of the time it helps. I'm not saying that it takes everything away, but I think that just shifting your mindset to who you're helping and what you want to make them realize and what you want to give them as results is one of the best ways to get out of your head and start taking action.
And so, yeah, because I know, I hear women, especially women, say all the time, well, what are they going to think about me if I do that? I don't know who they are, but they are going to think something about them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing. And I'm like, well, who are they? And sometimes it's people that I'm like, who even cares what those people think? Like, why does that matter what some random person you met, you know, once or twice and now you're Facebook friends, who cares what they think?
And I think most of the time it goes back to childhood or someone you met that told you something completely mean, but they didn't really think about the impact that that small sentence or those small words have done to someone else's lives. But I think it all comes down to it. In my childhood, I had a teacher who told me that I was speaking too much and told my parents that in class I was speaking as if I was a radio host and all that stuff, like that I was bothering all the time and that I should stay more silent and all that stuff. And at a certain point for me, I believed it. I was like, oh my God, so maybe it's better for me to just be unnoticed and just stay silent and not saying anything. And I carried that a whole too long in my life. And then at a certain point, when I was starting my business, well, I had to really get rid of that limiting belief, because in a sense, when you're doing business, well, people have to be able to notice you and see you and all that stuff. But if you are afraid of showing who you are, then who is going to stay with you and work with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So again, like my whole point is that sometimes we listen to stuff or we believe stuff that is so not true about ourselves. And I think that everybody has something within them that they can show other people. And it's just a matter of uncovering that and realizing that we are all talented and have something to share. And of course, if we want to go into business and if we want to start a coaching business, just with that first client to start with and see if you're comfortable with it, then it's just a start and it could be the beginning of a great business.
Absolutely. And so when they start the coaching business, how do they sort of bring that into the online space?
First of all, like we always have to establish some type of strategy that is personal to each and every people that I have as a client, because some of them, well, they don't necessarily have the same qualities and they don't shine necessarily with the same platforms. And also it has to do with the research of where your potential client is. So let's say if your people are not online or your people are not on Facebook, then of course the strategy will not be to develop that platform as a place where you should be visible. And online nowadays is where you are online. Are you at the same place where your potential clients are? And also, are you doing stuff that makes you stand out and show your personality so you can attract the people you want to work with? Because one of the problems that people have is that they are, let's say, on the right platform, but they don't attract the right clients. And it all has to do with how you come up online, how you are you really owning who you are and expressing your true personality? Are you confident? And are you really sharing value and giving, showing people that you're the right person to help them solve that problem? So it also has to do with the messaging. It also has to do with how comfortable you are with yourself, because you'll see like so many people or entrepreneurs are online and then they're wondering why it's not going so well, or sometimes it's just that little thing that is that people feel that they don't, that they are not comfortable enough with doing. So it makes them attract the wrong people or not attract people at all. Or sometimes people just get discouraged because they feel like they do one post and don't get, let's say, or they don't get the answer or the engagement that they wish they would get. And then they're like, oh, this online thing doesn't work.
Right. They well, just give right up.
Yeah, exactly. But it has to do with like consistent daily actions that would lead to get you the results. And I don't think that anyone online had success after like 24 or 48 hours. It has to do with it has to do with consistent daily actions that are, of course, towards a great strategy and that will help you bring you results.
Sure. Yeah. Now, and so do you think that that is like the biggest mistake entrepreneurs make? Or if not, what's the biggest mistake they make when they start their business?
I think the biggest mistake is not validating that their idea is worth spreading or that their business is worth being a business. Sometimes people think that, what example can I give you? Let's say that you have the solution to people that are wondering where they should go for the next travel, and you start marketing that way, but you didn't make a research out of, okay, so who's interested into that? Like, is there an audience for what I want to provide as a solution? Are people actively looking for that already? Instead of you having like, let's say, this one and unique thing that nobody else is talking about. And let's say when people say, well, I have this idea and nobody has ever spoken about it and nobody has. Well, that's not a good sign, because like people are not paying attention to that type of service or to that type of solution. And yeah, it discourages sometimes people because they're like, well, it's not working. But it's not that it's not working. It's just like you didn't find the right angle, or you didn't find the right idea or the right problem that you have to solve for people to really be attracted to your offer.
Yeah. And so here's the, on the flip side of that, if everybody's talking about it, is there space for them?
If everybody's talking about it, yes, there's space for them. I mean, there are so many people on earth.
I know.
And the thing is, you are unique. There is no other people like you. So it's just a matter of finding what's your unique advantage, what shines in your personality, and bring that forward, because people are going to be attracted to you, not necessarily to, of course, what you know and what you offer as a service is important. But if you don't have that personality, if you don't have that charisma, well, people won't pay attention to you. So most of the time when you ask people why they do business with you or why they decided to sign up with you, it's most of the time because of you. It's not necessarily because of what you know, which is also important, as I said before, because you have to be able to provide the results, or else people are going to be disappointed and your brand is going to suffer. But first of all, people do business with you because of you.
So I know that you have little babies, so I'm going to try to close this up a little bit here. But what if there were three things that you could tell everybody to do to start doing today to start building a successful coaching business? What would those three must-dos be?
I would say to interact with people. One of the mistakes that people do online is that they think because they're hiding behind the computer, they don't have to connect and to talk to anyone. They just have to observe and not do anything. So I would say to engage with a lot of people, and especially on the platform where you think your potential client is, because you will learn so much more when you do that. Second of all, not necessarily engage by doing comments, but also sharing value with your potential clients. So always showing and positioning yourself as someone who knows what she or he's talking about, and position yourself as the expert, not necessarily to brag or to sell anything, but just to show and make a statement to, like, you are the right person to help them doing this and that. And then the third thing I would say is not to be afraid of saying the things as you think they are. One of the other mistakes that people do is that they want to attract everyone. And when they are writing something, they don't want to take position. And when you're taking a strong position and you stand for your values, well, you will attract the people that you want to work with really and ideally. Because when sometimes you're too soft in your comments, and I'm not saying to be harsh or anything like that, but I'm saying that sometimes you need to take a position, and it's important that you do so. So you make sure to eliminate all these people you don't want to work with, and really stay with the people that are your tribe and that are going to follow you and eventually work with you.
Yes. So can I just say that I've been nodding my head a lot while you were talking about all of that? All the yeses to that. Yes.
Cool.
That is so funny. Yes, that's amazing. So thank you so much. But now tell everybody, where can they find you? Now, I am going to include all your links below, but just tell them, just in case they want to hear it from you, where can they find you?
Okay, so my website is fabienneraphael.com. So that's FabienneraphaeL.com. And my favorite social media platform is Facebook. So connect with me on Facebook, make a friend's request, and I'll probably accept you if you have your picture on your profile, not your dog, not a tree or a flower, but I love to connect with other entrepreneurs, and I feel that we have a strong community of entrepreneurs. It's just a matter of, as I said before, finding like what your area of genius is and start making money out of what you know and make that impact in the world. And most of that's like, often, though, it's something that you don't necessarily find as a fulfillment in a job that you have that you might like, but it's not the same impact when you have your own business.
Well, that's amazing. Now, one last thing. Do you have a product or a promo or anything that we can tell our listeners about so that they can get more good stuff from you?
Well, what I love to do is discuss with entrepreneurs that want to go forward. So I actually get on a call with people before seeing if we're a great fit and if we can work together. So if you go on my website, FabienneRaphael.com, and you see in the coaching section and you're ready to take that action, well, you just click on the link there and you will be guided to my schedule, and we can see if what we can do to go forward. And why I love to go on a call with people before starting working with them is just because, first of all, as you might know, when you talk with someone and you feel their energy, you know exactly right away if they are a great fit to work together or not. Second thing is I see so many people online claiming that they can get you results for anything, but they don't necessarily get all the details about what you want to accomplish and if it's doable for them or not. So I don't want to be the one claiming that I can help everyone when it's not the case. I have my area of genius, and some people are at a phase in their lives when they want to take action for their businesses, and I need to know a few details to make sure that, hey, we're a great fit, and yes, I can provide you results, so yes, we can go forward together. So strategy session under the coaching section of my website.
Yes, thank you, Fabian. So thank you so much, and you go enjoy your little baby boy, little Theo, and we will absolutely talk soon.
No problem. Thank you. That was great.
So super great, right? I think a lot of this can be used for different areas, not just online coaching businesses and, you know, really just any online business. So if you want to get more from her, head over to our website at FabienneRaphael.com. Links are in the show notes. Just tap that baby and head over there. All right, guys, so the tool I want to talk to you about today is called photofeeler.com. And what's cool about this is what you do, you go over there, you upload your photo, you make an account, you upload your photo, you can upload a couple of different photos, and you can ask them to look at your photo from different perspectives. So you can upload one for your professional world, you can upload one for your dating life. There's different reasons why you might have different photos. And everybody else on there, they will go ahead and comment and rate your photo for different categories. So you can find out what people are really feeling when they get and see your photo. So it's a really, really cool tool to see what your photo, your brand, is really saying to the world. I love it. It's free. And the reason why it's free is because you have to give back. We like that. We love a give and take. So you actually, what you need to do, you can get, I think, 10 or 20 responses for total free. But if you want more, and you should get more because that's not really that many, all you have to do is rate other people's photos. So you just need to spend some time rating other people's photos and you get more credits so that more people will be exposed to yours to rate your photo. So it's a really beautiful give and take. It's very cool. Definitely check it out. I've used it a couple of times. Just anytime I get new photos done, I just want to make sure it's on point with what I want people to feel when they see the photo. So definitely take a look at it. Photofeeler.com. Links in the show notes. And of course, do not forget to come over to Facebook group Be Snaps. Dive into everything that's going on over there. I would really love to have you. It's such a cool space and the tribe that we're growing is amazing. We're already at 100 members, which, my gosh, I just opened the thing in August. So it's amazing, going so fast. And I just see that increasing by the end of the year. Big goals for this baby. Big goals, big ideas. Lots of cool stuff is happening over there. We just did a big Facebook group challenge where everybody was sharing ideas on how to improve each other's stuff. It was super cool. So come on over, check it out. B-Snaps, just like the podcast. Come on over onto Facebook group. That is it for this episode, guys. Have a kick-ass day.